Coach Monty Buna says this year's boys' cross-country team doesn't have a lot of the strength it's had previously, but there's still a lot of potential.
Kind of having a rebuilding year after riding the wave for a number of years. I think we finished first or second in the last in 5 of the last 6 years. So we've had a nice run, and now it's kind of our turn to build up from the bottom.
It's also a young team, Buna says, both in age and experience.
One point we went to a race. When we went to Petersburg, I think we only had 2 people that had even raced before. So it's a very inexperienced team, and in some degree a very young team as well. We've got some seniors that are running this year that have never ran before, and so it's just a real inexperienced team. So we kind of get to our peak a lot later in the season. So we're next 2 weeks will be real interesting to watch for us.
Buna's is hoping Wrangell will end up in the top half of their division, which includes teams from Sitka, Skagway, Haynes, and Craig. The cross-country team is headed to Juneau this week before competing at regionals in Ketchikan the following week.
This week will probably be the strongest field of runners that we're bringing to one of the meets. We've had some injuries and some kids that have turned out late and different things like that, so we're starting to gel pretty good. I think we're probably about as tough as we're going to get here this week, so we'll have an opportunity to kind of see how we're doing. But I would say we're probably, at this point, maybe the 4th or 5th best team in the league.
This year, Wrangell High School also has a girls' cross-country team, which Buna's has had trouble fielding in the past.
And I suspect they'll be probably right in there, too, somewhere in the middle of the pack. So they're running pretty well.
Buna says the teams have had some standout runners.
On the boys' team, we probably have 2 or 3 runners that have potential to make the top 10 in our region.
One of them is sophomore Patrick Howell. Howell finished in the top 10 last year, which is uncommon for freshmen.
Patrick Howell is our best runner and certainly one of the best runners in Southeast for our region. He's running some very, very good times. He finished 6th in his first race, and then I think he finished 5th in his second race, and then took 2nd last week. So he's doing very, very well.
Buna's thinks senior Roland Wimberly and sophomore Stephen Johnson also have a good chance of making it to the top 10. The top 10 runners in boys and girls go on to compete in states, which is taking place in Palmer. On the girls' team, Buna's thinks sophomore Caitlin Reeves has a shot of making it to the states.
Caitlin Reeves is certainly our best runner right now, and her times are dropping very quickly, and she's got an outside chance of getting in the top 15 or so. So I think she's pretty excited to be running this year and doing a fine job.
The boys and girls cross-country teams have their last regular meet of the season this week in Juneau. Regionals are taking place September 27th in Ketchikan, with state competition in Palmer October 4th. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.